Earth Day is coming up. It's April 22nd. Originally, it was a child of the 70s. It was born as the country was dealing with oil spills, thick smog, and burning rivers. The message was to consume less and stick it to the big companies blamed for hurting the environment. But these days, Earth Day is an opportunity for big business to show off what it's doing to save the planet. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports on the sometimes awkward relationship between corporate America and the environmental movement.
On the first Earth Day, many of those who took part saw big business as the bad guy.
Earth Day celebrants in Minneapolis zeroed in on industry, but the major target of the demonstrators was the General Electric Company.
We're polluting ourselves to death. We're misusing our fossil fuels, our unrenewable resources.
Well, we have many problems. And I think we're in General Electric as aware of them as anybody.
Now, fast forward a few decades, and the message many hear on Earth Day sounds something like this.
So this Earth Month, I'm teaming up with Neutrogena Naturals and the Nature Conservancy. For 7 days, I'll be exclusively cleaning this face with Neutrogena Naturals, purifying...
Or this.
Disney Nature invites you to meet Maya and her very curious newborn, Kip. This Earth Day, join their brave journey from the real jungle to the urban jungle.
Neutrogena and Disney are just two of the many companies who have used Earth Day, or as it turns out, Earth Month, as a chance to introduce you to the greener sides of their businesses. So does that mean Earth Day has gone corporate? Vinitha Swaminathan says, well, yeah. And she says it's not hard to see why.
Consumers are highly concerned with their environment. And if you think about it from a company standpoint, companies often want to appear relevant to consumers' concerns and interests. And what better way to do it than to connect some part of their branding to issues that consumers really care about?
Swaminathan, who teaches marketing at the University of Pittsburgh, says this type of messaging can give consumers a good feeling about a company. But it's dangerous for companies to overstate their green credentials.
Something that companies have to watch out for is the potential for being viewed as hypocrites by, on the one hand, promoting something that is seen as important to consumers while at the same time seen as lapsing in another aspect.
Exhibit A is what BP did after the Gulf oil spill. The company spent millions of dollars trying to highlight the Gulf's recovery and its own cleanup efforts.
BP has taken full responsibility for cleaning up the spill in the Gulf. We've helped organize the largest environmental response in this country's history. We will get this done. We will make this right.
I remember looking at the ads myself and thinking, you know, who's really going to buy this? We're savvy consumers. We understand what's going on here.
Swaminathan says companies should avoid promoting any Earth Day effort unless it's something they would do on the other 364 days of the year. Ben Schmidt of the Pittsburgh marketing firm ZBrand agrees.
Don't promote it unless you're really doing something that's seriously, you know, helping the environment. Because if you're not, and if people figure it out, it's going to bring down your company, your narrative, your story.
Joel McCower is CEO of GreenBiz Group, which helps big companies become more sustainable. He was a senior in high school in Oakland, California during the first Earth Day in 1970.
Someone had brought a beat-up car, and as a symbol of what we're seeing as cars' evilness, they were taking turns hitting it with a sledgehammer. And you'd never imagine this today, but the jocks standing on top of the car, swinging a sledgehammer.
Today, you're more likely to see a company like GM sponsoring a stream cleanup than getting their products symbolically smashed by teenagers. McCower says that doesn't necessarily mean that Earth Day has gotten too corporate.
Earth Day hasn't gone corporate in the ways that I think people would assume that means, which is to become some, the way that concerts and festivals and pretty much everything else in society has gone corporate. This is not Earth Day brought to you by Miller Coors. This is about Earth Day as a going back to its original roots as a big educational teach-in kind of moment.
So companies will sponsor litter pickups or encourage employees to walk or bike to work for a day. Many businesses will be trying hard this Earth Day to give you a subtle reminder of just how green they are. It turns out there's a whole industry that caters to this kind of messaging.
A typical week for us in the lead up to Earth Day could be 50,000 coasters going to a special event being held on Earth Day.
Heidi Reimer Epp runs Botanical Paperworks in Winnipeg. They make that seed paper you get on wedding invitations and the like. She sells lots of this stuff to companies trying to communicate their eco-friendly values on Earth Day. Reimer Epp says she's aware of the possibilities for companies to be called to the mat for greenwashing, which is why her company lists its sources for recycled paper on its website.
I think that that is an important part of not doing greenwashing, is being transparent.
McCower of Green Biz Group agrees companies need to be transparent about what they're doing to become more sustainable. But he says, let's not all blame companies for using Earth Day as a marketing opportunity.
You think about who are the biggest greenwashers in terms of actually not living up to the claims you're making. It's us. It's consumers.
Most people aren't crafting five-year plans to go carbon neutral or consume less water in their own homes, he says.
How many consumers do you know who are saying, well, I do this, but it's really just marginal. I recycle, I drive a Prius, or I drive a hybrid car. And to the extent that we want companies to be genuine, we're not setting a very good example.
So sip on that out of your reusable or compostable mug on this Earth Day. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.